My name is Susan Edgar. I was born on the 1st of November 1956 in the old Native Hospital in Broome. As soon as I was born, the day after, I was taken to a place across the main creek here, across the Dampier Creek, which we call Cunning. And that's where I grew up. We had fish business, crab business, oyster business. And as you see the photo of my dad holding fish.
So what do you know about your dad? Where was he born? Where did he grow up?
My dad was born in Bonipoi, in Kupang. He had brothers and sisters. My uncle named Solomon Bitang Kun and my auntie named Pang. But my father was a very powerful man, because he's the first Indonesian man to go through Yarra law. And Yarra is the traditional owner of this country. And he went through it, you know? That's why I'm so proud of my dad.
Can you tell everyone who would be listening to this a bit about what happened tonight while you were listening to a lecture from some university people from way over the eastern side of Australia, and what they had in their lecture?
Elaine Rabbit rang me up and said, oh, would you like to welcome the people are having Indonesian night? And Elaine Rabbit said, because I believe your father's Indonesian. I said, yes, that's right. And I said, yes, I will most welcome them with my heart, because if it's anything to do with my dad, you know, with my papa, I want to know more.
So you came here tonight hoping to learn more about your dad.
Yes.
What happened?
And you know what? I'm just so pleased that Julia, you know, when Julia asked what was my dad's name, I said Abdul Ghaffar. And her expression on her face, I just felt this, you know, ready to cry, you know, because my dad, I didn't know nothing much about him, you know.
And then you saw his face in this presentation.
Oh, look, I just felt like, you know, he's there looking at me, you know.
It was amazing tonight to see. It started as a lecture from some people from university telling us, and then it became everybody.
We just overrode it, because, you know, when, like I said, as soon as Julie said that, you know, what my dad name, I said Abdul Ghaffar, and I saw her on her face, I could see her face, you know, like that smile says, you know, like, and then she said, I've got information for you, you know. And then my dad photo come up on the screen, you know. Two photo of my dad, you know, and it's got his date of birth, 1897, my dad was born.
The story she told was that life was very difficult for Indonesian people back in that time, and particularly she talked about how your father had, I guess, aged rapidly after he came here and worked in the pearling industry because life was so tough. Did you know much about that?
I know my dad before I was born, you know, like after I was born, sorry, dad told me stories, because my dad used to work in the Shire. He used to get up early in the morning to do the gardens around the Chinatown and all that, you know?
I mean, you've learnt more about your father tonight. What are you hoping? Is that the end of the story? Do you know enough now?
Oh, no, that's not the end of the story. I want to find my family in Indonesia. I always ask, you know, my families, you know, do you know anybody I know I can contact with my... I've got my cousin going to the university in Kupang, you know. Is my uncle still alive? Nobody never wrote back to me. Is my auntie still alive, you know? Where's my dad, mother and father come from? Are they from Indonesia or, you know? I know they're Muslim because my dad was a Muslim priest here. And Ahmad knows because Ahmad said prayer for my dad and we buried him in a Muslim way. I lived with my father. My father grew me up with love and respect, and taught me wrong from right, you know?
Susan, I wish you all the best with getting in touch with your Indonesian family.
Yes, I want to. I hope someone can help me, you know? I really want someone to help me.